All right, so today we are diving into like a huge controversy. It's about a brand new monument in Birmingham. And you might be thinking like another statue, really. But this one is making international news. We are talking about a 16 foot tall steel sculpture. It's a woman in a hijab, and it has just sparked this like powder keg
Oh,
of
God.
debate about representation, religion, and women's rights, all of it.
It's fascinating how, like, a physical object
Yeah.
can be such a lightning rod for these massive issues. Like, it's literally just a statue,
Yeah.
but it taps into these global conversations about, like, identity and freedom.
Exactly. It's like this statue is a mirror and everyone's seeing something different.
Right.
So let's break it down. The statue itself, it's imposing. It was created by Luke Perry. And the woman, she's got these really sharp lines, like a determined expression on her face.
It's
And the plaque, it reads, "It is a woman's right to be loved and respected for whatever she wears." So, like at first glance, it seems,
Yeah, it seems pretty straightforward.
but the timing of it all adds a whole other layer.
Absolutely. This statue, it was unveiled on the anniversary of Mahsa Amini's death.
Oh, wow. See, I didn't even put those two together.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have this like global unrest, this huge debate about the hijab, what it represents. Is it faith, oppression, both?
Right.
And then, bam, this statue appears.
Exactly.
It's no wonder people are fired up.
And that's where things get really, really interesting.
Okay.
Because Perry, the artist, he said that he wanted to give visibility to Muslim women. Like, he felt they were unseen. He wanted to celebrate their strength.
Which, I mean, representation matters, right?
Of course.
But like we said, this isn't just some abstract idea.
No, not at
This is
all.
about real lives,
Absolutely.
real struggles.
And it raises so many questions. Like, whose voices are actually being amplified by this statue?
Right.
And on the other hand, whose voices are being maybe unintentionally silenced? Like, did Perry, when he was getting inspiration for this, did he talk to Muslim women who choose not to wear the hijab?
That's a good question.
And how does this statue, like, how does it resonate, if it even does, with those women in Iran
Right.
who are, like, literally risking their lives for the choice to wear or not wear the hijab?
It's a lot to unpack.
It really is.
It's like we're talking about two different worlds here,
Yeah, I see what you mean.
On one side you have like the artist and what he wanted to do, and then the community, the people he actually talked to.
Right, his process.
But then there's this whole other thing, right? The hijab is this like global symbol.
And it's so loaded, so much baggage.
Exactly. And people see it in totally different ways.
It's like, reminds me of this, there's this monument from the 60s called Freedom. It's in Azerbaijan.
Okay.
And it shows a woman, and she's taking off her veil,
Yeah.
symbolizing, like, progress.
Whoa, wait. So you've got this Birmingham statue celebrating the hijab, and this other one years ago where Freedom is taking it off.
Exactly. It shows how complex this is. For that freedom monument, taking off the veil meant, like, breaking free from these old rules about what women should or shouldn't do.
Which, and I know this is obvious, but it's the opposite of what people are saying about the Birmingham statue.
Right.
It's like by saying the hijab is always empowering, you forget about the women who feel like it's forced on them.
Exactly. And especially now, with everything in Iran,
Huge, huge part of this.
it's not that one statue is right or wrong. It's that they both exist in these, like, bubbles.
Yeah.
Historical, cultural, all that shapes how we see them.
It's like imagine trying to talk about color, but you've only ever seen things in black and white.
Oh, I love that. That's a good one.
You're missing so much.
Totally. And with the Birmingham statue, maybe. Like, what if it had been more, inclusive?
How do you mean?
Instead of just one way of seeing the hijab, what if it showed how different Muslim women experience it?
Like showing some who wear it and some who don't.
Yes. Because it's not about saying women shouldn't find it empowering. It's that it's not the only experience,
Yeah.
right?
Like Muslim women aren't all the same,
And
obviously.
they have their own reasons, their own choices.
So going back to that mirror idea,
The mirror
we got to
view.
make sure it's big enough for everyone to see themselves.
That's powerful. I like that a lot. And this is what I think is so interesting about all this. This statue, I don't know if it was on purpose, but it's got people talking all over the world.
Yeah, we mentioned how in Iran some people loved it. Like it was the symbol of like being Muslim and proud.
Which, again, totally different from here.
Wild.
That's the thing. It's not just a local Birmingham thing anymore. It's about how we even talk about these big issues.
Freedom, religion, women's rights, all of it globally. It's
Yeah.
like The more you look, the more you realize there's to see, you know?
And that's good. It makes us question things.
For sure.
Like, why do I feel this way about it? What am I assuming that maybe I shouldn't?
And are we even open to hearing other opinions?
Especially the ones that make us uncomfortable.
That's huge, yeah.
Because if we're not uncomfortable sometimes, are we really learning?
I don't know. That's a good point.
It's about being okay with not having the answers all the time.
And just, like, sitting with the questions.
Sometimes the questions are more important anyway.
And that's what's so, I don't know, kind of amazing about all this. It's, like, bigger than just a statue, right?
Oh, way bigger.
Not just the metal. It's what it, like, brings up for people.
It makes you think about things.
Wow. Totally. And we've been, like, going deep on this. And honestly, I'm still wrapping my head around it.
That's a lot to unpack, for sure.
It really is. Like, peeling an onion, every layer is something new.
And isn't that what good art does? It sticks with you, even when you're done looking at it.
100%. Whether you love it or hate the statue, it makes you think about, like, your own beliefs.
Right. Like, what do you think freedom means?
Exactly. Or about religion, or, like, women having choices.
It all comes down to how we see things, you know? Like, how often do we try to see through someone else's eyes? Especially when their life is so different from ours.
Man, that's the question, isn't it? It's so easy to judge, especially these days.
Headlines, social media, it's all so quick to have an opinion.
But this statue, this whole conversation, it's like, slow down, ask questions, don't assume you've got it all figured out.
Because figuring it out isn't the point, you know?
It's more about just being open to not knowing.
Exactly. And being okay with things being complicated.
Not everything is black and white, that's for sure.
And the more we try to make it that way, the more we miss.
So what now? The statue's not going anywhere.
Nope, it's there, part of the city, part of the conversation.
So for someone listening, like, what do they do with all this?
I'd say the next time something makes you uncomfortable, don't run from it. Lean in.
Okay, interesting.
Ask yourself, why am I uncomfortable? Find someone who disagrees with you and listen to them.
Even if it's hard, right?
Especially then. That's how we grow.
That's a good way to think about it.
Not just us personally, but like the whole world.
So be open, listen to each other, and keep learning.
Because even a statue can teach us something.
And on that note, we want to hear from you. What do you think about all this? Hit us up in the comments. And until next time, happy deep diving.